The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Although the fig tree blossom not, and all the vines of our small plot be barren, and the olive fail, the sheep grow weak and heifers frail, we will rejoice in God, my love, and take our pleasures from above. The Lord our God shall be our strength, and give us life whatever length on earth he please, and make our feet like mountain deer, to rise and cleat the narrow path for man and wife that rises steep and leads to life. It was a wedding pledge well made, a stone and covenant well laid, and set now 20 years ago, or 20 million. As you know, we weren't the first to love or choose each other's hand. It was not news in heaven, neither when we met nor when we wed. It had been set. From ancient times, things not yet done, our God ordains them, everyone. That I should leave the dogwood trees of Carolina, you the breeze of Brightwood Hill, and Illinois should be the place a southern boy and Georgia girl meet face to face. That I'd be reading Guilt and Grace in Fisher Hall one summer day and hear a southern accent say, they've locked up Williston and I can't get my things. Now we know why. That I, who never dated once, and feared that every girl's response would be dislike or worse, should one night after church rehearse inside my head a line or two, then muster up and say to you, you ever been downtown to eat? The popcorn shop is sort of neat. It's only 4 feet wide or so. There's ice cream, too. Want to go? From ancient times, things not yet done, our God ordains them, every one. That I should fall in love that night and never have an appetite for anyone but you since then, these 2 and 20 years again. On 18 May in 68, I took you on a drizzly date to the lagoon. You wore blue jeans with penciled on them little scenes, a floppy jacket, army gray, to match the color of the day. And there beneath a great oak tree, I asked if you would marry me and offered you a diamond ring and poems to put your heart on wing. Your words did not run to excess, as usual. You just said, yes. From ancient times, things not yet done, our God ordains them, every one. That year, December 21, the marriage foothills were begun. A velvet cross to our right hand, an open Bible on a stand. The preacher with a father's face, and Jane and Billy in their place. I promised I would love and lead. You promised you would meet my need. I vowed to take my cue from Christ, who loved his bride and sacrificed that she might live in holy joy, secure from all that would destroy. For better or for worse, we said, and that till one of us is dead. We prayed that God would weave a cord of rugged love, and so the Lord came down with customary zeal and there created velvet steel. 3 years beneath the carob tree, we studied great theology in Pasadena with a man who understood God's awesome plan and made the Bible come untamed. We have never been the same. When newlyweds are stunned by God, they learn to prize his loving rod. A man and wife who learn to pray see all of life another way. A 3-year stop in Germany to show me what a wife could be when things that she depended on in 7 soaring hours were gone. And I discovered you were strong, with roots in God where they belong, not in a place or family. And now I knew that we were free. Free for missions, free for schools, free to let ourselves be fools, free to answer any call anywhere on earth at all. 6 years we heard the call to teach, and then I knew I had to preach. I asked you, will you go with me to serve at Bethlehem and see what sovereign grace will bring about? I never had a moment's doubt what you would say. Almost 9 years you've loved a pastor, wept more tears each year than all the early ones combined, and raised 4 godly sons, and made yourself a place of praise amid the warfare of these days. How many know the steep incline for pastors' wives, especially mine? But never once have you or I regretted any move. And why? From ancient times, things not yet done, our God ordains them, every one. For better or for worse, we said, and that till one of us is dead. And after that, our eyes will see the worse was good for you and me. Although the fig tree blossom not, and all the vines of our small plot be barren, and the olive fail, the sheep grow weak, and heifers frail, we will rejoice in God, my love, and take our pleasures from above. The Lord our God shall be our strength, and give us life whatever length on earth he please, and make our feet like mountain deer to rise and cleat the narrow path for man and wife that rises steep and leads to life. We have a candle here to light. A city waits to see it bright. Come, strike with.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.